How Long Gone, live from room 3011 at the Riviera Maya at Kenai edition, opening weekend. I'm a little sun-kissed, Jason.
Soft opening.
I'm a little sun-kissed, but I'm rested.
You have some pinkish, you have some white. Obviously, you're very white, but then there's some magenta on the shins.
Yeah, for sure. I did an hour and a half in the sun yesterday, no sunscreen, because I hate sunscreen.
Sunscreen's good.
And usually it works, but I think the sun is a little hotter than I anticipated.
Your body wasn't, it is hot, and we are we south of the, we're not south of the equator, but we're close.
Yeah, it's warm. But yeah, we're at this beautiful hotel. I have a giant room with a pool in it, a small pool.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe some would consider it. It's a hot tub-sized pool.
Yeah, everyone listening to this knows what it's like to have a pool in your own. This is called a plunge pool.
It's called a plunge pool, yeah.
Because there's not much you can do in it but just sit.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Cool off.
You can cool down. We had one when we went to Sicily. We had a plunge pool, and it's basically just like a place where bugs can gather. Mm-hmm.
It looks
out,
nice
congregate.
From right here. That's part of it.
It does. And on a hot day to go out there, have a nice cigar.
Oh.
And a glass of fine mezcal.
And you don't think I've been doing that every night?
Yeah, but also having a plunge pool in your hotel room, how many bodies is that? Which is, because the body's discourse is strong right now for ways that you can accumulate bodies, which would translate to sexual partners in your past, creative ways to accumulate bodies without actually having penetrative intercourse. And I think having...
I'm not super familiar with this trend, but it seems like something you're really on the campaign
okay,
trail
so there's,
for. I understand how it works.
I'm not on the campaign trail for it, but it seems like there's more to explore. There's like two more clicks left on it before we give it up. But like the podcast YouTuber Bobby Antonoff, she there's a video of her, like, she just divorced her manager husband guy,
the husband who looks like he's a fucking second baseman for the Padres.
She divorced his goofy white but probably good looking guy.
Yeah, good looking guy.
He's probably got bands too.
Yeah, from her, but still, bands are bands.
No, he did the deal. He gets 10%.
He did the deal.
He did her titties. He did her cheeks.
Yeah, but they got two kids or something, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, his finances are fucked up.
Yeah. It cometh and it taketh away.
It taketh away. Goeth away.
But there's a video that I saw on X a few days ago, and she was going to have this like hot boxer on her podcast.
Yeah.
And there's like a scene where she's at his house and he's wearing the boxing gloves and she's wearing like a sports bra and boxing shorts, like has a cute boxer look or whatever. And then she's holding the pads up and he's hitting, and then she's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy, you know, like that kind of stuff. And then at a certain point, they start kind of like giggling and play fighting, and then he's chasing her around the house.
Are you saying the sparring turned into a more flirtatious
exchange? Then, and the people on Black X were like, yo, like getting chased around a hotel room is like 10 bodies. And I was like, oh, this is a new currency that I'm interested in.
It reminds me of the tweet that was big a couple of years ago. Like if he knows what P50 is, he's ran through.
Yeah, very similar.
It's a
vibe.
Similar. It's just a new take on that, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a ran through. It's more or less interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's differences with the exchange rate, but it's more or less interchangeable with a ran through.
What's the? How much is ran through worth right now? Oh, okay. Well, it's down.
I mean, both of us know what P50 is. I know the smell of it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the smell of it is what that's all anyone knows of it, is that it works and it smells extremely strong.
Yeah.
The mask that I use sometimes smells, I would say, worse from Biologique Recharge.
It smells like a different kind of old pussy?
No, that, it doesn't smell like that. It smells like...
P50, 50-year-old pussy.
It smells like dirt. Like, it smells like manure. It's brown.
It's actually really refreshing.
It's not refreshing. It's awful. It's like it can't... Like, if you put it in your DOP kit, sealed...
Mm-hmm.
Open the DOP kit.
It's like durian.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
You try to get that facial scrub through Malaysian
no
airport. No,
it's not gonna happen.
Um, yeah, I was thinking about those things that, because we were talking yesterday at dinner, or maybe the day before, with Chloe Wise, and she was talking about how she doesn't like certain foods, and, you know, sea urchin and caviar. They brought out a little tartlet that had some salmon roe on it, and I was scooping the salmon roe off because I famously don't enjoy it. And she was like, "Oh my God, I hate caviar." I'm like, "This is not caviar. Caviar is delish." And she's like, "No, I just don't like that. I don't like sea urchin, you know, like oysters, things like that." And I was telling her, like, that's sort of what makes a gourmet ingredient, a gourmet exotic rare sought after ingredient, is it has to sort of be disgusting to most people.
Well, yeah, because you have to pretend like you like it to seem rich and cultured, whether you do or not. Well, sea urchin's bad. I don't think anyone actually likes sea urchin. I think they like that it costs so much and that it's in small doses. It's not like you're getting a cereal bowl full of sea urchin. No one would like it then.
No. But it's too powerful. I mean, but I've had, I guess the other difference is, for those high level ingredients, you can't just have the ingredient. They're not all created equal. It has to be the top of the top excellent version of it, or else it's not worth putting in your mouth.
Sure. And that's why it's obnoxious.
Which is why it's more obnoxious. But I think that it has to have that certain level of disgustingness or putridness to it. And it maybe it's a little bit of what you said, but it's also what walks the line between, like, the perverse of, like, should I be eating this? You know, like the bird on Billions, where you have to put the blindfold on when you just, like, crunch a...
No. I mean, I think there's something to be said, though, about people. Like, if you say you don't like caviar, people are like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, it doesn't really taste like much. You just like it because it's expensive and it's fun.
Yeah, that's true. I've never craved for caviar.
All of that, I guess, nice. Sea urchin's a little more a bolder flavor, I would say. But
not if you get the good stuff. But, and that sort of leads back to when I was talking a few weeks ago about how, like, health food has to sort of taste bad for
medicinal.
It to feel like
it's
working.
I need a medicinal feel.
And now this is also transferring over to beauty and facial products. Like, if I'm putting some lotion on me that smells so amazing, unless it's like sunscreen, supposed to smell delicious and amazing, but I feel like if I really feel like it's going to work, I have to have a little bit of punishment.
Yeah.
You know, like, it has to look weird. Has to be blue or brown or green.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's
has to smell like shit.
What's the point? Because if you take a selfie of a clear mask, it's not, people can't even tell you have it on.
It has the psychosomatic association with the fact that it's doing something. You are doing some work.
Yeah, for sure.
You are suffering in exchange for a greater
beauty
good.
Beauty is pain. We all know that.
All right. How long gone?
Jason, just so you guys know, Jason's really on Mexico time. He has a twofer of Corona in front of him on the table.
Dos Coronas.
Because are you getting ready for your DJ set in just a few hours?
Well, I did just literally in 2 hours, I'm going to be upstairs in the suite.
So the suite, having a DJ. The suite at this hotel, Stevie from Purple explained to me, largest hotel suite in North America.
Yeah, man.
So I can't wait to see it.
And it's barely in North America. It's like an hour away from South America.
Where are the decks located?
Kind of in the center, but it's one of those suites where there's a lot of water features.
Sure. So you got to kind of watch it.
So if I'm in the mix and I'm feeling myself,
there's
nothing preventing me from falling into a body of water.
You could go splash.
I could go splash.
I mean, I think that would probably make the set.
It's not the first time I've DJed next to this close to water, obviously.
Yeah, but the water situation. At the Standard Hotel downtown, you don't want to fall in. But you know what I mean? Like, that's worse than Mexican drinking water.
It is. you just looking at it, my eyes,
Ooh. I'm excited for the final activation of the weekend starring you. So last night there was the opening party on the beach where they built a full rave center. I mean, it was a full on.
It was
production.
Pretty big stage production. Yeah,
stage with LCD screen,
they had
LED
those,
screens,
the skylights dancing into the air.
I heard fireworks.
I saw the fireworks. Yeah,
I was already back in the room, but
I heard
it. It was a very impressed. I was like, oh, this is a fucking. I didn't realize they were inviting 600 locals from Tulum. So the amount of man buns and white guys with dreads was up.
It was definitely up. It had a Art Basel in Miami kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I would agree.
It was like, y'all ain't from around here, but you also kind of fit in more than I do here.
But I felt cool. Like it was a high energy, like people were in a good mood.
And you needed those non-influencer people who, you know, have the ability to dance and enjoy life.
You need people that can actually have fun and show physically that they're having fun versus what I was doing, which was standing talking to you. I was having fun, but it didn't look like it to an outsider.
Yeah, we're just kikiing with Sky. We're just queening out, laying around, having a cig. We're not doing Tulum dances.
But I did something today that I haven't done in years. I slept until 10:30 a.m.
You slept later than I did.
Because I think my body demanded it.
You're on Korea time still.
I think I was never on Korea time, which fucked me up even more than this. But sleeping till 10:30 made me feel like a fucking teenager, but I feel refreshed.
You had the blackout curtains. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. It's also, it wasn't very loud. I couldn't hear anything last night.
Because the playa is a little ways playa down.
Is a little further away.
If we were bumping at the pool, good luck.
If there would have been, if the DJ with bongos would have been going last night, I would have been up till 3.
Did you have sand in your room? That's when you know you have a good party.
No. I did wear loafers on the beach, though, which I didn't love, but it's fine.
So, but on the good side, loafers don't track lot of sand.
They don't, yeah.
There's nothing to grasp onto.
Well, my Havaianas are in LA, so I couldn't pack them. I would love to be wearing flip-flops right now.
Sure.
But, you know.
Hey, man. It's all good. Yeah, I was having a little brunchito downstairs.
That's the technical term.
Brunchito. And there was a, obviously, Chloe Wise was there, because she's everywhere. And there was, of course, a local raccoon in the bushes that she had located and was sort of taking ownership of a little bit, you know?
Was she feeding?
She was feeding.
That's not okay.
And I was joking, like 2 days ago, I was like, I've never been on a trip with Chloe Wise where you didn't find and befriend a wild animal, change your flight, and then there's like usually one other thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's changed her flight. She's located a raccoon, so there's one more.
Okay, we have
in the rule of threes.
I think I've seen a raccoon as well. I think I've seen.
And I had to Google how to say it in Spanish. Mapeche.
Did you need to use that or you just wanted to know?
I just wanted to know. Okay. I have a thirst for knowledge. But the bummer was I was sitting there hanging out, eating. I was talking to Carolyn on the phone, putting together a playlist and eating breakfast all at the same time. And then this damn raccoon comes right behind me in the bushes. And I turn around and the raccoon's sitting right there. He wants some of my chilaquiles.
He has a taste for the finer Mexican delicacies.
He wants the chilaquiles. He's like, not the habanero on the side if you could. I mean, I can handle the heat, but I'm just not feeling it right now. And I knocked the table and spilled coffee very close to my laptop. And I was like a second away from having to rice my laptop. Korea World is a new cookbook written by Dookie Hong and friend of the show, Matt Rodbard, the New York Times best-selling authors of the book Koreatown.
Korea World is a vibrant exploration of the evolution of Korean cuisine, both in Korea and in Koreatowns across the United States, with more than 75 bold, flavor-packed recipes and stunning photography.
The authors take an inside look at the exciting evolution of Korean food through stories of chefs, home cooks, as well as recipes that are shaping modern Korean cuisine.
The book begins in Seoul, where the barbecue scene is pushing into new territory and where the city's third wave coffee culture is exploding.
The tour continues with late-night food adventures in Los Angeles, my hometown, and stops into the kitchens of innovative chefs from New York City to Portland, who are putting modern spins on Korean classics.
Recipes include giant short ribs, whole fried smash rockfish, and pineapple kimchi fried rice.
I'm sad I didn't get to name the foods and you did. Korea World is essential reading for anyone curious about the future of food.
Available wherever books are sold.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Babbel. I fancy myself a trilinguist myself, but it usually only applies when I'm ordering food in restaurants. Mm. So, you know, I'm picking up Babbel so I can have some more conversational Spanish, Vietnamese, and other languages. I feel like everyone knows the food stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, taking an extra step in case you're in a situation when you're traveling, you're in the hills of Oaxaca, you don't have service for your little Google Translate shit. Learn it the old-fashioned way with Babbel.
Do the work. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off, that's more than half, at babbel.com/howlong, spelled BABBEL.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That 50% off discount is great, as I am unfortunately fluent in broken knees.
Because you were so jolted by the visual of the raccoon?
Yeah, and my legs are so long, so when I'm under the table...
Any movement is going to shake the table.
I've been doing a lot of iron neck work lately. So I've been, in terms of my rotational pivoting, it's kind of beast mode. I'm kind of beasting right now. So,
well, if it was that beast mode, then you wouldn't have shaken the table, I think is the issue.
If I would have isolated my core, yeah, you have then
to,
I wouldn't
you
have done
to isolate
it.
In that
well,
situation.
It was an emergency because there's a raccoon and then there's hot coffee that is like a millimeter away from my USB drive on my MacBook Pro. So I'm on the phone, not hands-free. I'm holding the phone. So I have to like scream at Carolyn. I got to call you back.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Why would you not? Who talks on the phone with the handset?
I wasn't prepared to take a phone call and I didn't bring my AirPods with me down to Bronchito.
Oh, because you had those.
I was going wireless.
Oh, you were going, okay,
I was
okay, going, okay, okay.
Because I went down there solo, but I knew that I would have to do a lot of stop and yets with all the people and everything like that. And I didn't want to be a rude guy with headphones. But so I had to like scream at Carolyn, I got to go save the laptop, dry it all off. But I feel like I have one more run-in with this raccoon before I leave.
Oh, I hope that motherfucker gets you a little bit, gets a little claw on the ankle. That's what I would like.
Damn, do they spell raccoon with the U?
Raccoon?
Accent mark over the U instead of the O-O-N?
The raccoon.
Raccoon.
Yeah, it sounds cooler.
And I made a joke. I wanted to learn how to say raccoon in Spanish. Mapeche. Because when the server came, I could make a joke about, are you going to serve mapeche pibil tonight for dinner? And, oh, he had a laugh.
Oh, that's great.
At the thought of having raccoon pibil tacos.
I have to say, this place is staffed the fuck up. They're pro.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, a place, this hotel
huge.
Is as large as an airport.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's nicer and bigger and better than any airport.
Yeah, it is. It
I
is.
Guess that's not saying much, but it's nicer and bigger and better than also hotels.
Yeah, mostly.
Hotels as well.
I've slept in the airport before. It's not great. The accommodations are lacking in certain areas.
I am feeling a little bit of guilt, though, not having Carolyn here. Only because it's like, it's everything that she wants and everything that I want all in one, which is like I love a Mexican vacation with an all-inclusive hotel, but all-inclusive hotels are usually kind of shit.
This isn't all-inclusive. It's all-inclusive for us right now.
Exactly. That's the kicker.
Yeah.
So she, you know, it's a nice fancy place. She gets to have a beautiful, well-appointed room. And, you know, it's like $1,500 a night here. It ain't cheap. I ain't paying that. There's a beautiful tub, you know, all the Le Labo products. This is not a plug. But just knowing, I just love knowing that 24 hours a day, I can have whatever I want, whenever I want. And that is a real feeling of freedom. I can call room service at 4 a.m, order a club sandwich, take one bite of it, flush it down the toilet. Nothing matters.
That's not a good attitude to have. Just so you know. That's abusing your power. And that's
I mean, I would never do that, but just knowing that I could gets me horny. But I know that it is not a good attitude to have, but it's like a little reprieve from my normal life of hell and, of and
having,
struggle.
Of having to, oh yeah, your tough life of having to pay for things occasionally.
Yes, yes, you get it.
I knew you would understand.
But, you know, it's because when Carolyn and I travel, we both have different agendas and plans. And we, on this trip, we really could have done both at the same time and it would have been good. She can go do her shit. I can go do my shit. I can stop and do, I can pull out whenever I want. You know, she's like, I'm going to go do this thing at this time. I'll be like, cool, have fun, see you later. Well, whereas before, I might have to be like, okay, I'll go, I'll do that.
I don't understand why you would ever have to do it.
So you be nice?
Yeah, but like if you want to go do a fucking sound bath, like that's on you. I don't need,
true.
I don't need to do that. I'm a spiritual cat, but I just...
Nobody needs to do it. Well, you need to do a true. Cacao healing upon arrival.
Just to kind of set the level set. Just so,
I mean, otherwise...
You kind of have no choice when it comes to that, but...
If you, unless you want your frequencies off.
I would hate for my frequency. I think my frequencies are finally back on. I think that's why...
Oh.
After... I think that the addition Riviera Maya has healed me after weeks of travel... I think this is the salve I needed for my burns. No pun intended.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think of the reasons why, because you were, before you were in Europe, Scandinavia, mm-hmm. Berlin, which is sort of your sweet spot. You love being in Stockholm and all mm-hmm. those places.
Yeah, it was nice, but it's still like, it just isn't, it's in no way relaxing. You know what I mean? It's like pretty, and because of the,
we're running and
having to keep the hours the same to do this and several other things, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like, which is fine. I don't really mind it, but it just isn't my routine. It fucks me up mm-hmm. because I'm not sleeping.
So you're just being back on American soil, North American soil.
I think that's
that timeline. But also, I think there's one other element. The big difference is you and I are more or less the only straight people on this trip.
There's some TikTokers that don't look straight that I think are. The guy that's been wearing a baseball jersey, yeah, he's got to be straight.
Or that he guy's could be crazy.
Like a, I mean, the baseball jersey vibe is like, he feels like a member of 98 Degrees. Because he's like hot. And there's a certain kind of hat that these guys wear. It's like the Siegelman Ranch, which is a cancer hat. And it's like this...
A cancer hat?
It's the worst.
What is a cancer hat? Like for people who are cancers or people who have cancer?
No, it's a disease. This hat is a disease.
Okay.
This hat is only curable. We got to cut it out.
I thought this was like when you have chemo and your mom knits you a beanie.
No. So it's like a certain kind of hat. Yeah, Siegelman Ranch, I think is what it's called. But it's a certain kind of hat that has like kind of hot.
That's where I get all my Wagyu from.
Like a high crown. It looks a little like 80s, and then sometimes they have the band across the front.
It's like a
fucking golf, like an 80s golf thing.
And little Caddyshack.
I hate them, and they're very... It's like the aloe hat shape,
mm-hmm.
and they're very popular now, and they don't look good on anyone, and I don't understand why people... Like, it's kind of a mesh hat shape, if you're, for the uninitiated.
It's because these rich people who... grew up with generational wealth and, hanging out in the horse ranch.
No, this is all fake. That's the thing. It's all, no one that's wearing that did that.
But they are wealthy.
No, they're not. They're like people who want...
Wealthy.
They're people who want to seem that way, so they buy a $30 hat or $40 hat.
I'm talking about people who are legitimately rich... Trust fund babies who are buying $400 baseball
hats. No, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay, that's
not what we're talking about. This is affordable, and that, but that style is the problem. It's like the Metalwood Studios golf hat. It's got this.
Is it because they want to wear a baseball cap and not be giving urban vibes?
I think it's just like
they don't have enough swag, so they have to wear sort of like a neutered white boy.
I think it's a guy who would have worn a flat brim fitted.
Yeah.
And no longer thinks that's acceptable. So they've done the amber waves like we've talked about before. It's all this family of like awful, just awful hats.
Family of awful.
Like hats just aren't that. There's like two styles of hats you can wear,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the dad hat, the reason the dad hat got so popular is because it looks good on most people.
Yeah.
It's the most flattering shape.
It goes with anything.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah.
It's not a statement maker.
Yeah.
Unless it says something crazy on there.
Unless it is solely there to make a statement. But I just don't.
Unless it says Proud Boys on it.
That guy and several. I mean, I see it all the time, but it's a big LA look. That kind of hat.
It's bad.
It's really bad. I just don't understand how something that like.
That hat shape screams, I pay for bottles.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly.
I would be more than happy to pay for a bottle.
That's exactly what the vibe is.
But whatever it takes, good sir.
I don't understand. I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
But that guy, I've been studying that guy because he's kind of a short king. He's not particularly good or bad looking. He's just a regular guy. He has a lot of charisma.
He's got the hair. He's got the TikToker hair, the abbreviated mullet that is also ruining this country.
Abbreviated mullet. He's wearing baseball jerseys most days. And then, you know, some aloe shorts and then on running shoes with no socks.
And they're not even like the cool, freaky on running shoes.
No, they're
like the kind of kitchen.
They're the kind that your uncle would have. These look smart.
Yeah. It's a wild look. I kind of want to go talk to him and just see what his vibe is. Like, where are you from?
And then also, he has a very hot girlfriend with him.
Of course.
And that energy and vibe doesn't exist. I don't see it in real life. And I live in LA.
Oh, I see it in real life all the time.
I think it's a little more New York-y and it's a little bit more west side of Los Angeles, not my side of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just that guy. And I don't know. I'm assuming my first thought goes to he's just rich as fuck.
Oh no!
And his no.
That guy has a roommate.
So what?
He might have a G-Wagon, but he's got a roommate. Hunter. He might have a Maserati, but he's definitely sharing it with his boy Brett. They like went to high school together. 100%. No, that's the thing. Most of those guys aren't actually rich. The ones that are actually rich, you know, because there's some signifiers like. A certain kind of watch. Mm-hmm. Cars aren't good enough. Cars, anybody can fake it with a car.
Yeah.
The watch, if you got a $20,000 or more watch on,
mm-hmm.
you either are dumb or you got bread.
What are some more signifiers? I won't tell anyone, but there'll be signs.
No, that's the major one that I look
but
for.
But the watch could be fake.
No one's buying. I don't think people are.
At this level, they're not doing it.
Yeah,
too
but I just can look at someone. This is one of my greatest skills, recognizing any sort of low-level famous person, anytime, mm-hmm. anywhere, mm-hmm. and I can look at someone and tell you if they are rich or not.
Okay.
Almost, but there are signifiers, but it's also just a feeling I get. I just have the gut.
Yeah.
And it informs.
You're like a medium.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm a medium.
And you're Chris Cleo.
I can pick it out and I can look at that guy there because there are people here that are rich.
Yeah.
That guy is not one of them.
Interesting.
You just know because there's lots of things people do to
you
look
you want
to
make this interesting?
It's things that we all do. That's, I mean, you know, we're guilty of this too. We're all guilty mm-hmm. of it. But some people take it so far that it's like if you wear designer clothing head to toe, it's a real 50-50. Whether mm-hmm. you're so rich that that's the only kind of clothing you see. Or you're overcompensating so much by wearing like Loewe logos to let people know that you spent $1,500 on the cotton crew neck sweatshirt. You know what I mean?
Would you say that luggage is another good tell for the wealth level, or is that kind of hard to know nowadays?
Well,
because I saw a lot of people on this trip with the Away.
Yeah, but that's because they got it for free.
I know, but still.
I mean, using Away is insane.
These
to
are
me.
People that travel. For a living.
Like, I would rather have a suitcase from JCPenney than that. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather have some shit from Kmart. But the...
It got the Samsonite from Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
$49.99
is
good.
That's cooler than Away. I think there's a certain... The rich people either have a very old, like, suitcase that's, like, Briggs & Riley is a brand that, like, Wasps mm-hmm. like, or maybe, like, a...
My two sons' names.
Yeah. Briggs, get in here.
Briggs,
Riley,
downstairs.
Riley,
now
the sun is down. Come in. But they also could have. They also could have like a duffel bag. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just like a little.
Just a nice little leather weekender duffel.
Oh yeah.
It's quietly.
But when you see an
grand.
Asshole like me coming through with a Louis duffel and a Rimowa trunk, you know I'm broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I it screams broke, and that's fine because I don't have that kind of bread,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
You're not broke. You're doing just fine,
but I could
you're not ultra wealthy.
No, I'm not.
You didn't take the heli. Here.
I don't want to be a dick, but you're not like ultra wealthy.
I am so sorry for saying that. Well, speaking of the Louis duffel on top of the rim au revoir, I was on the plane leaving. And also, I've been on the plane with ex How Long Gone guest Phil Picardi. We keep running into each other.
It's big Philly style over here at the edition.
He's jacked now, bro. He was at the gym, jacked, jacked,
jacked.
But I took an edible and went to the gym yesterday, and I was like, I'm just gonna have a healing sesh. I'm gonna, you know, get it all out. And I was doing quite well, and then like halfway through, Phil walked in, and then we just sort of independently worked out in this gym alone, just the two of us, no talking, no words. You know, I feel like this is how pornos start.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah, from cozy bed and breakfast to trendy boutique hotels, with so many choices across the beautiful United States of America, you can book whoever you want to be. That can look like booking a 5-star hotel to indulge your luxury side, that's me, or booking a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side.
So spring has sprung, the sun is out, the sun is shining, I can't wait to get to New York. Check out Booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S.
Booking.yeah.
Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding, like a dog. You know, you have a great head of hair, Jason. Can you speak on this?
Yeah, you hear this? That's my thick Nutrafol bottle shaking in there. You open up the lid, a little ASMR. It says, keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
It says that on the inside of the lid. Motivational. The pills look like a classic turmeric supplement, so it'll be familiar going down your mouth, but it doesn't have that sting of turmeric.
Mm.
What it does have is the sting of visibly thicker, healthier hair.
Let's go. Yeah, so if you have any hair thinning, shedding, or any other hair issues, Nutrafol has a proactive approach, and it has been known to improve hair growth, decrease shedding, add visible thickness, and it's a clinically effective formula. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off the first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOWLONG. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code HOWLONG. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HOWLONG. Hunter, I was in the gym this morning for a similar thing happened with Harrison from Airmail, who is extremely good looking and was doing the classic I'm hot workouts where you're like hanging and just lifting your legs all the way up for your abs. It's just like the wild, like I have every vanity muscle and I'm going to work all of them out. And I was watching so closely that it did feel like a porno because I was so impressed by what he was able to accomplish.
Like he's already passing with straight A's and now he's just doing more extracurricular work. Exactly. And you're like, you fucking like, asshole.
This motherfucker is getting it in and he's making it look easy. And that is aspirational for me.
And also while on a trip where there's nothing to do but drink starting at 11 a.m.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's
admirable. Good point. I did 30 on the rowing machine.
Oh, I did. I rode today as well. After I did 30 on the treadmill, 15 on the rower.
The rower here, the Techno Gym rower, it's much smoother than the Concept 2.
Yeah.
It's quite smooth.
The Concept 2 is really affordable. Like if you want one for your house, it's like $1,500, I think. And I bet the Techno Gym one is like $3,000.
But then there's the one that has the water in it.
Yeah, but that's just for fucking American Psycho types. You know what I mean? That's like the...
But that's kind of you, bro.
No, Concept 2 is the real for the heads.
I love the Techno Gym more than the Concept 2.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm just telling you what's for
the heads. I'm going to get it. Maybe I can find it used on OfferUp or something like
you
that.
You can definitely... No, I mean, it's like Jim's got a business every day. Uh-huh. You can find this...
I will liquidate her.
On Craigslist, for sure.
I mean, I'm not going to get a rowing machine for the house because that's just crazy.
We had one growing. My dad was a rower for a while.
If I had a garage...
They're not...
I do have a garage.
You could, but the thing with the Concept is you can wheel it out pretty easy. I think that's part of the reason it's more affordable. It's like pretty mobile.
Sure.
You know, well, the Techno Gym one feels a little more
Dude, my 30 minutes of rowing, eyes closed the whole time. With the ambient mix playing, I was touching God. I could see the inside of my body, kind of.
That's
I was high as shit, actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's, but it was cool. Loved it.
That is cool. I mean, rowing sucks. So I think that, like, I really hate doing it. I like the way it feels, but I hate, mm-hmm. for some reason, it's more tedious than running to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's different.
No, but it is meditative. I see, because of the rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Which running has as well, but running, of course. I feel like your body is under a little more stress.
Yeah, once you do it for a long time, you really are able to sort of focus on, like, you know, where your feet are pushing out. And like your hand grip, yeah. and like, am I pulling up or down? And
yeah, the problem with the grip, I was getting so sweaty that it was slipping, and now I got some new blisters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's hot.
But you can't wear gloves because then you're a loser.
No.
Nothing worse than a man using gloves at the gym. What do you got? What, you need a manicure?
I have gloves at home when I work out.
That's
only,
crazy.
Only for doing pull-ups,
that's
though.
Crazy.
What?
You don't need them.
I'm able to hang much longer with the gloves than with
I don't have
gloves.
Yeah, I use a grip. Hunter has like grips
that
you use, but they don't.
Little grip wrist wrap kind of joint.
You know the wrist wrap for deadlifting?
Yeah.
That shit really works.
Of course.
It's kind of hard to get it on. It's kind of hard to like get it tight.
But I wonder, is it cheating though? Because
I think the real heads use it to a point where it's not cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for the amount of weight that I'm putting up, it's fine because you want to build the grip strength.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, if you're deadlifting fucking 700 pounds, then yeah, use the...
You got to have the back brace on.
Use the wrapper.
We should talk about the boiler room.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. So I got home from...
Speaking of being the only straight guy there.
Oh, man. I got home from Korea at like 1. The flight was delayed 3 hours on the tarmac, and I had a conversation with the Korean air hostess, mm-hmm. because I was listening to the announcement and they said deplane, and I was like, oh fuck. Mm. I was like, wait, hold on, we got a deplane? I took my headphones off and he comes over and he's like telling me that, like, he's like, you know, North, South Korea, a lot of security, like what? And he thought I was saying that I wanted to deplane. Like, let me off of this thing.
Oh, no.
And I was like, bro, no. I thought we had to deplane. It's all good. I'm going to go back to drive to survive now. You do your thing.
I want to stay.
I really want to stay.
They always pull out the North Korean card when the flights get delayed over there. It's such an easy bullshit excuse.
There's a dictator. We can't take off.
Kim Jong-un said no. Like every time. Like, what do you say to that? You're like, yeah, obviously North Korea is going through a lot.
Like it's been bad for like a long time. We got to figure this out.
Oh, they're going to shoot a missile at me.
So I made it home hours late. And then I felt insane. But I did something that I'm very proud of myself for. I just kept it going. Like, I didn't sit down. I went and got a haircut.
This shark kept moving.
I had lunch. I went to Equinox. I took a shower.
I got after it, bro. I got a haircut and had lunch.
No, I'm saying that I didn't sit. If I sat on the couch, I would have fallen asleep.
Of course.
You know
what
I mean? So you had to keep it physically moving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Jacob and I went to Leo for dinner, which I'd never been to, which was quite good. And having pizza after 3 days of what Koreans consider vegetarian food. Was healing.
You have so many scallion pancakes, huh, buddy?
I had a great... What was the one I told you?
How many green onions did you eat over a three-day period?
I didn't really... I feel like the whole trip to Korea, I didn't eat or sleep. I did all of those things.
Slay.
But I just didn't feel like... I
think you would have come back here a little skinnier. Yeah. And also, by the way, Chris has the sunglasses...
Tan line, yeah.
Tan line right now. And we were discussing that last night of like, that's how you know Chris is actually straight. Because
it does feel like
a gay would never allow that to happen.
I've been like on a boat in Florida fishing all weekend. But yeah, so Jacob and I went to dinner and then we went to the show, and the crowd at first,
and was it hard to get in?
No, there was like Charlie sent like a text with like instructions on what door to go to.
Was the text titled "Hey babies" or
"Hey angels"?
Hey angels.
No, it was not. But
hello angels.
But there were like, I guess there were people there from like eight hours.
Oh man!
Like waiting to get into this warehouse in Bushwick, and then
like a Trump sneaker drop,
basically. And then there was a back door or a side door, and so you went in there, and it was, you know, me,
angels entrance.
Me, Jacob, Ion Pack, Dasha, all the heavy
mm-hmm.
hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back there, and I was like, oh, there's not that, it's not that freaky. This is like regular, you know, it's like, oh, okay.
Standard club fare.
And there's a couple, you know, like there's a couple of industry heads there. George is there. You know, it's like, it's mm-hmm. it's very normal feeling.
Shout out to George. We miss you.
It's very normal feeling.
A couple of A&R douchebags and then lingering.
And then they're like, all right, like everybody out. She's going to go on and whatever, like 15 minutes. So and Imogen is there. And Imogen is like, you don't want to be on the stage, do you? We didn't think. And I'm like, no, I don't. I really don't. I was like, it'd be funny if I was on the stage.
So were you like in the wings right above it?
There's like a mezzanine above it. Yeah.
You're in the mezz. Yeah. Yes.
And but then I was like, where are the freaks? And then I got out there and I was like, oh, they're all here. They're all here. But I want to say this because I was really blown away with the way that people were locked in. Like, I don't think I've seen like a fan eating, like just eating out of her hand.
Like
trying to make eye contact, like 600 people trying to make eye contact with her while she's DJing. And Addison Rae is popping it.
Energy was high
to the point where the mezzanine, I was like, maybe this could collapse.
Damn.
You know?
When she played Vroom Vroom, you're like, oh my gosh.
But it was funny to watch, but it really was.
But it's cool. I mean, I like that was happening because I think it's a real testament to really how much of an impact Charlie has and how there's like a real groundswell forming for her right now.
It doesn't feel, and it doesn't feel weird like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
exactly. It feels like people that just want to have fun. They're not like, I would eat your garbage. You know? do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not trying to
get... I would drink your bathtub water.
Yeah, they're not trying to get a used tissue from her. They're this was lit. You looked hot. This is cool.
I think it's two things. I think it's all of what we said. And I think that another cool part is that the fact that Boiler Room is a free event. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not everyone could get in. You know, there was 25,000 people left out in the cold.
25,000 RSVPs is so funny.
It's a little high. But it's cool that they're behaving as if they bought a $500 ticket 6 months ago and are camping out and this is their thing.
Yeah.
But these are all like cool, interesting people who are able to get in here. It was a free show, yet they still are waiting for hours to get in and they are really showing love. They're turning up, they're partying. I mean, and I think it's a big reason is that there's just like a big hole in the market for party club fun music.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's not sad and it's not boring.
And I mean, it's like Charlie and Alex Chapman are the only people who are like fun DJs to watch now. Like dance music has become pretty serious lately.
Oh, really? I mean, I
kind
guess,
of. I mean, like, you know, with like quote unquote like business techno and just like kind of boring minimal kind of shit where it's just like very serious and like it's about the visuals of like a giant, you know, angel. And like Grimes being birthed out of a robot Shrek screaming. Like,
it's not fun.
It's not like it's doing everything except having fun. Like it looks crazy. It sounds crazy. It's a blah, blah, blah. It's an experience, but it's not just like getting fucked up and the raging. And like Charlie is really good at that. And nobody else is doing that. Really.
I was really impressed with A.G. Cook. Cause like I get He's it. Great. And I've read the stories and like kind of it's not for me. But that motherfucker was going crazy.
And he made an album try to attract you. His new album is called Britpop.
I know, and the artist
don't
sick.
Sound like Britpop.
No, I know.
Artist sick.
I'm like, bro, you're fucking with me. This doesn't sound like
the art Britpop. Is really good.
It's really cool.
It's giving a pulp B-side.
Yeah,
single.
100%. But he was really, I was like, oh, this guy's a fucking superstar. Like, I get it.
Yeah, he looks like a little tall elf.
I mean, I think he's one of those people that like can't drive, can't get himself anywhere. But you put him in the studio and he's a beast.
Doesn't have an ID.
You put it, 100%. You put him in front of four CDJs and he's going to blow your mind, but he cannot do his taxes.
Right.
He doesn't know what day it is. He's never gotten his mail.
Can't scramble an egg.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But that's cool. I like
has a little trouble with child safe things.
I like a savant. I like a savant. I think it's cool.
We need to protect our savants. That's sort of our jobs.
It is people are like autism. It's like, no, this guy's just really good at something and he can't do anything else, and that's cool.
Yeah, and he's getting a bag.
Oh, he's definitely getting a bag. Yeah.
And unfortunately autistic people, they spend it. They blow it all on stuffed animals and shit.
George had a t-shirt made for his new ambient. He had like a custom Dirty Hit 2 t-shirt made.
Okay.
One of one. Which I liked that kind of like, I know I'm going to be on the Boiler Room.
That's smart.
I'm going to stream tonight. I got to fucking represent.
Yeah, I hope to do that one day or get to the level one day where... Actually, no, I've done that a couple times.
You wear a How Long Gone shirt all the time.
No, but like get one shirt for the... when we were in Boston, I got that Boston shirt, you know?
You mean when I forced you to get a Boston shirt?
When you forced me to buy a shirt at the airport?
I bought it.
It looked, company card.
It looked good.
It did look good.
It didn't look crazy.
It was sharp.
I wanted one that looked a little crazier, but you did veto. I can't remember what it said. Maybe just, I think it...
No, it was bad.
It had
was
like a four-leaf clover on it or something.
No, the one you wanted to get me said something about like lobster or chowder or something.
Chowder.
It was very chowder.
In collegiate font.
Yeah, it was just a little too far.
Yeah, it was too far.
Yeah, I was trying to... I've just been sort of marveling at the outfits here lately. And when I was on the plane over, you mentioned guys with dreadlocks, and there was, and the Louis Duffel on top of the Rimowa. There was this guy who seems to be a well-connected guy who was around here, but he had the craziest outfit on I've seen in a long time. Like one of the guys that wears like burlap sack shirts that cost $4,000 kind of thing, and like short pants that like go.
Culottes. Rick Owens culottes.
A Rick Owen culotte, and then the Balenciaga tire tread, crazy big giant shoes with the skinny ankle. It's just such a... It
sounds comfortable for travel.
It's a silhouette that I can't stop staring at. It like boggles my mind.
That's the whole point. That's why they do it.
I know, but it's in a way that is so... There's no good about it. Like, it doesn't seem comfortable. Like, it's comfortable... looking, but I don't think it's comfortable.
This goes back to what I'm saying. It's like you want to look rich because everybody knows that clothes that are cut like that are expensive because they're supposed to be challenging.
I know, but Tim, it's just gone too far. Like you've taken the kind of Lenny Kravitz meets Tulum meets Rick vibe, and when you make it your lifestyle. When like you wear that to get the newspaper in the morning.
Oh, see, I actually appreciate that. I think the commitment is what makes it more acceptable.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, this is what I do, then I believe you versus this I do this once in a while. I don't believe you. But there's some outfit. I mean, people packed for this trip.
Yeah.
People are changing clothes. Raul changed clothes last night between dinner and the party.
And the person's travel companion was wearing matching pink chrome hearts sweatsuit.
Five bands on the sweatsuit.
Top and bottom. And then the big pink Telfar tote full of only shoes.
This is cool.
So it was like the small Rimowa check-in bag, which had I don't know what. And then
a Telfar tote full of Lucy's.
Telfar tote bigger than the Rimi. And just filled with loose, kind of scuffed up Dior sneakers from three seasons ago. And, you know, not in bags, just
people,
like thrown
people
in.
People pack. I would have
just laid a towel over it or something. Just shoes sticking out.
The thing is that people, you see it when you see somebody get their bag opened at security.
Yeah.
You're like, did you just like use a rake to put the clothes in here? Like, like you can just fold like...
I fold when I'm going, and when I'm coming back, I love.
I fold both ways because it just fits better. That's the only. I mean, I would prefer to not fold on the way back because it's dirty. I agree, but
yeah, I create two zones: clean zone and a dirty zone, and which is separated. And the dirty zone, oof, I'm doing Kobe from downtown, throwing the socks in there. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get home, dump it straight into the wash.
They checked my bag, actually, at security here. They like pulled me over and like opened it.
Really?
Yeah.
They pulled me aside and had the dog sniff my bag.
You look guilty.
I was fine, though. I didn't bring any flour on this trip. I didn't. It's not worth it. I did bring a lot of edibles.
Is Mexico, I mean, I guess what you can buy, I forget you can buy pills here. Like, you just go to the fucking store and buy Vicodin and Xanax and Adderall.
Nah.
Yes, 100%.
At the airport.
Not the airport.
You can definitely do that, but it's hard to bring 200 Xanaxes.
You think back. That, but it's not. As a person who used to travel with 100 pills in a fucking vitamin bottle, I had pills with me everywhere I went for 2.5-3 years and never had a problem.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
Pills don't smell.
That's true.
But
they show up on the x-ray scanner.
Yeah, but dude, I have two giant Arteryx like folios full of vitamins that I take with me and syringes and shit, and no one has ever looked
folios.
At
folios. How does it feel to be not riding dirty with even dirtier looking stuff?
Sucks.
No, I think that's so cool.
It's cool.
It's like when you're like a shithead and you finally get registration tags on your car and I wish a motherfucker would pull me over.
That's what I say about not drinking. It's like, I'm going to go fat. What are you going to do? Pull me over and give me a speeding ticket? I don't give a fuck.
I mean, obviously you don't want to be pulled aside into secondary customs and have your bag opened and inspected by somebody, but just to have that feeling of like,
you ain't going to get me.
The FBI can come in here.
Yeah.
And go, you know, with a fine tooth comb, whatever, and you ain't gonna get me. There's a good feeling there when
I agree.
I've spent so much of my life not feeling that way.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? The thing that gets stopped every time is film. Mm-hmm. Like that's what they won't, like a lot of people are just like, no, we won't hand check it. So I have it in this lead bag
because they think it could be an explosive.
No, because when you put it in this certain kind of bag, it just shows up as like a blob. I think it's blocking. The rays. Like,
what the frig is this?
Yeah, so what is this? Yeah, which is fun. So it forces them to hand check it after they say they won't.
And I also like the fact that now whenever I travel, we have our podcasting equipment. And before, I would always get pulled out and they're like, what is... Because it just looks like a bunch of wires and shit.
It looks like a bomb.
In the x-ray, it looks like a bomb. When I had the Serato box traveling with me, they're like, every single time I got that pulled out.
All right, A-Track, calm down.
But now it's cool that... this medium and this platform has grown so much where I'm at TSA and like, oh, I'm a podcaster. And like, all right, you're all good.
Damn.
Whereas before they'd be like, what?
I guess everybody at the airport's listening to Joe Budden or Rogan, depending on who it is.
Tom Green, whoever it may be.
That actually might be a good one.
Tom Green?
I think Tom Green might be in his truth telling phase.
He's like the first podcaster.
Is he?
That's how Joe Rogan got the idea to podcast. But
I didn't know that.
Tom Green would host it all. It was like before all the stuff existed.
It was like
the
a website you would go to or something.
So he would have to literally pay like buy servers and to like host the bandwidth of it and everything like that.
Damn that! Because that was when he was like pretty famous.
I think so. Yeah, and he would like do web streaming and
damn, that's cool.
Pods
and I didn't everything. Know he was a pioneer.
He's a pioneer. You know how those Canadians are. Do you want to talk about Shane Gillis on SNL? Because that seems to be a hot topic right now.
I watched some clips. The Trump sneakers shit is really funny, and there's an HR skit that's very funny that I'm surprised Bo and Yang didn't protest being in. the monologue is funny too. I think he's funny.
Yeah.
And I also don't think what he did was like this on the show on Saturday Night Live wasn't like super offensive. I think the Down syndrome stuff could rub some people the wrong way. But it's like his family. You know what I mean? It's like it's not like he's like
his brother or cousin.
Yeah, his niece. And like but the story about it is like funny and kind of charming. It's not offensive.
I've heard him do that bit before where like I like that he's taking a subject that everyone is uncomfortable to talk about and he's normalizing it and adding a positive spin by saying that people with Down syndrome that he knows. First of all, he's saying, I know multiple people with Down syndrome and you guys don't. So already win for me.
Yeah.
And then he's saying that like they have more fun than we all do. And I feel like it's a good,
it's the part about
harmless way to bring it up.
I opened a coffee shop with my family for like Down syndrome people to work in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, they're the same as us, bro. They come to work and they hate this shit. It's the same. We're all the same. I was like, that's pretty funny.
A lot of people were talking about the young female guitar player
looking pissed the whole time,
but she has that same face for everyone doing the monologue.
I wonder if the band, I mean the one guy laughs, like the guy that's been there for like the saxophone player or something.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, but I mean I cannot wait to hear how the week went. I don't know if we'll ever find out, but there are definitely people that were pissed off.
I don't know.
Dude, 100%.
I mean, you would think so, but like what, like when Trump was on, that felt so much more hostile than Shane Gillis. And I think that...
I think it did to the outside world, but I think because he got fired from the show, like if you work there, it's a different thing than if you're a viewer.
Yeah, but he never... I mean, he was fired before he ever did any work.
Yes, but I think the people... that work at Saturday Night Live are bleeding heart, liberal, like dying for it. 100%.
Not everyone, some more than others, but it leans that way for sure. Yeah,
100%.
But I didn't notice anyone who was doing scenes with him giving any...
Well, they're fucking actors. They shouldn't.
I know. But you know, like Bowen, like when Dave Chappelle came on stage, Bowen like made a point to distance himself in protest kind of thing. And I feel like Shane won them all over the week when there were...
There's no way.
Working it out.
There's no way.
I really felt that.
There's no way. They're just professional. They know they can't... Like, they know... What are you going to do? With, like, Trump or Chappelle, it's like a statement. But with some comedian that most people don't know, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah,
I'm not going to stand on business over a guy that, like, I don't care about.
Nobody will know why you're being weird.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that's
he was...
a good point.
Monologue where he was like, don't Google me. It was really funny, too. Don't... I got fired from the show. Don't look it up. Don't find out what it is. It's funny.
Yeah, people were saying it would have been a more of a boss move for him to cancel last minute.
I mean, that's just stupid, though. That's just bad for your career.
Or to turn it down, or to turn the offer down.
That's also stupid and bad for your career. This is broke mindset. This is people that have nothing going on that would suggest that that's the thing you do. You get asked to be on like a prestigious, very popular television show to do what you already do anyway. Saying no to that is bad ego stuff if you choose to do that.
I don't disagree with you. It does have bad energy to it.
It's also like you win. Like they fired you and they ask you back. That's the win if you think that way.
Yeah, you get to kind of walk in.
Yeah.
Into a place that kicked you out.
And you're the host.
And now you have carte blanche.
They have to pander to you a little bit. You know, they can't, like, it's a different relationship.
A person who fired you is now asking if you want water, sparkling or flat.
But I think Lorne, I think the reason, what I read was the reason he did it is because he's like, the show is viewed as like coastal elite. Like we're missing the middle basically, and this is a guy who like appeals to that in some way, which is the same thing with the guy from Nashville that no one had ever heard of.
Yeah,
you know. And it's, I mean, if your job is to make money and keep a TV show on the air, you need that. It's like good business.
It is Yeah,
you know,
it's true. Unfortunately, a lot of the Shane Gillis fans are very kind of incel-y.
For sure.
Like they just are dying to say slurs, you know, like that's just like their whole vibe. And I think he's trying to separate himself from that a little bit. It'd be smart if he did.
I'm sure. I mean, I think when you get super popular, you'll move away from it kind of naturally a little bit. Like the more popular you get, those people.
But then he'll lose his core fan base. But I mean, it is exciting because he's sort of doing the difficult thing where there's two paths and he's deciding to go through the forest in the middle, the uncharted territory of doing the harder thing.
As far as offensive comedians, he's a lot funnier than Dave Chappelle, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's
true. I watch an hour of Dave Chappelle and not even crack a smile. Like, it's just not funny. Like,
that's, you gotta smoke weed to you know what I mean?
It's not good. So, like, and he's, I mean, but I think people give, because he's been deemed a genius, people are able to justify whatever he's doing. He's like, you don't get it. If you don't, I mean, you just might not get it because it's like, it's pretty heady, you know, which is, I mean, that's a common thing in society. When like someone's deemed a genius, they get a license to do things that are bad and people trick themselves into thinking it's good to sound like they understand it.
Yeah. I'm like every solo album that's ever been made.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need it, bro.
Every Liam and Noel Gallagher solo album.
Look. There's a couple good songs in the Liam solo albums. There's a couple. I don't need that.
Every band where the solo album, you know,
that's a good point.
The Duff McKagan, solo, you know, the 11th solo album he's done, whatever it means, you know. But even good people like Paul McCartney.
Oh, Paul McCartney.
David Bowie.
Paul McCartney's put out 15. No, David Bowie, no. Paul McCartney's put out 15 bad records.
No, there's multiple threads about David Bowie's
later
career.
No, he's had
career.
Bad records, but he was never in a band.
That's true.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, he kind of, yes, kind of no.
What band was he in?
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, but that's like his
band. It was
band.
A fake band.
It's not the Beatles.
No, it's true. That's a bad example. But
he definitely has some stinkers.
Oh, yeah.
But all those guys have stinkers because they did too much coke for like a 10-year period when it was totally acceptable to do that much coke. And I think they just lost the sauce and then got back on track.
No, I mean, I feel like being constantly called a genius and doing cocaine, it's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, that's diabolical combo.
That combo together, try and resist it.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
How do you not book studio time when you have that coming at you every day?
Oh, you're saying I'm a genius? Get an 8-ball. Let's go.
So I could just make all this music myself, get all the fame and adoration. I don't have to split the money with Ringo. Yeah, let's run
it. And it can sound like whatever I want it to sound
run
like.
Run it up.
Run it up. I love the idea of David Bowie saying run it up.
R.I.P. to the God.
R.I.P. to the God.
Okay, I think we're almost done here. I gotta go.
Gotta go prep your set, bro.
I gotta go DJ. Chris and I played billiards yesterday in a pistachio colored pool table. We took one game each. Neither of us did well.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't pretty, but it was fun. And it was. Thank God it was captured.
We would have done much better if we had the powder that you put on your hand. And
that's what
in
I kept saying. Exactly. I can't work without the proper equipment.
That's the problem when you have the vanity billiard set where it's more of an artistic piece to look at
good.
And not to play.
Yeah.
They're making it out of odd materials,
woods,
and marbles.
It's not like pro league ready.
It's not for me.
All right. Well, look, thank you.
It's like one of those basketball hoops where it has like Swarovski crystal chains on it instead of the net.
That's not going to hit the same.
I can't fucking get buckets on that shit.
You can't get buckets on anything. How long gone? Thank you for listening. We're back next week with more podcasts. Thank you to the Edition Hotel here in Mexico. Thank you to Stevie for setting us up with this. We had a great time.
Thank you to all of our angels at Purple PR.
And thank you to all the influencers that put up with us this weekend. As guys not capturing, we didn't bring photographers with us or any content creators. We've had to do our own creation, which is, you know, it's tough. It's not everyone can be in the gutter like
some
this.
Of us have to roll your sleeves up and get after it.
Exactly. So we'll see you next week. Thank you. That's it, I guess.
That's it. All right, I'm gonna go DJ now. Later.